A Great Yarmouth dog owner is hoping to cap a rapid rise to the top when she takes her young dog to Crufts after just 6 months of showing. Jennifer Herod, 25, and one-year-old Leonberger, named Scylla, will take part at the NEC Birmingham showpiece next week, despite only performing at a handful of events beforehand. Crufts, run by the Kennel Club, is held from March the 7th to the 10th at the NEC Birmingham. Viewers can follow all the action and highlights on Channel 4.
Here's Dorothy again with a second feature about our love for all things Beatles. People in the community are struggling to get dental care on their health service, said Dr. Shamoon. We currently get around 20 emails a day asking if we have space. This expansion would allow us to take on hundreds of new patients. We will also make our car park and waiting room much larger. We've got 3 dentists lined up, and they're ready to join our team. But this can't happen unless Broadland District Council give us permission to expand. So this is all dependent on them.
Jogging can be a lonely pursuit, but runners in a Norfolk village have found the ideal partner on their daily route. They are being regularly joined by a wild pheasant, nicknamed Fez, who sprints alongside them as they make their way through Shotsham. Jasper Copping, who lives in the village, said, "I first noticed him about 2 weeks ago, keeping pace next to me in the field by the road. He has done it on every run since then. He's always waiting for me at the same spot, and as I run past, he trots off next to me."
As the parents of twins, Bethany and Dave Blake had already experienced a statistically less likely birth. But now they have also welcomed a new baby daughter with the most uncommon of birthdays too. Baby Hallie, who was born at 2 a.m. on February the 29th, will not celebrate her first birthday until she is 4 years old. She was one of 5 leaplings born at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital this year, a birthday shared by just 0.1% of the world's population. Michaela Cullen, deputy ward manager of the QAEH's maternity ward, said, "It has been wonderful to welcome these babies on Leap Day. It is a very special day that only comes around once every 4 years." Meanwhile, there were 3 babies in total born at the James Paget University Hospital in Gorston.
NHS bosses are facing tough questions over how they are addressing the region's dental crisis after it emerged that they have left more than a quarter of their budget to tackle it unspent. New figures show that 27% of Norfolk and Waveney's allocated NHS dental funding, a total of £17 million, is not being used this year. This is despite the region having the worst dental care in the country, with just 1 NHS dentist for every 2,776 patients and rising levels of associated health problems. Research by the Health Service Journal show that Norfolk and Waveney have the 3rd highest rate of unspent dental cash in the country. Health bosses say that such underspends can occur for a number of reasons, including when private practices hand back their NHS contracts or when there are simply no dentists available to do the work. But Norfolk MPs, who have campaigned for improved dental care, said it was astonishing that the cash was not being used this year to help solve the problems. Norfolk and Waveney's underspend comes as part of a national trend, with £400 million expected to be untouched across the NHS. It comes despite Westminster having this month unveiled a new recovery plan to address shortages in NHS dentistry in the UK. Meanwhile, Calls for a new dental college to be set up at the UEA are continuing to gather pace. Earlier this year, every MP in the region put their names to pleas for the University of East Anglia to receive funding to establish the course.
A genetically modified purple tomato, first developed by Norfolk scientists nearly 20 years ago, is being snapped up by home gardeners in the USA. Seeds of the health-boosting plant are in high demand across the Atlantic, with more than 1,200 packets selling within 48 hours of launch, and 9,600 sold in the first week. The commercial US launch of the product marks a major milestone for Professor Kathy Martin, a group leader at the John Innes Centre in Norwich, who announced the purple tomato in a landmark scientific paper published in 2008. By incorporating two genes from the snapdragon flower, the new tomato variety contains purple antioxidants called anthocyanins, nutrients also found in blueberries, blackberries, and aubergine, which are associated with a host of health benefits. Current genetically modified regulations prevent these tomatoes from being grown commercially in Britain. The seeds, retailing at $20 per pack, are only available in the USA after regulatory approval was granted by the US Department of Agriculture and Food and Drug Administration.